In the rain-soaked cemetery of Shadowport, Mirana Vitalio and Tristan Kane stand facing each other, their first kiss still lingering between them like electricity. This moment marks a turning point in their complex relationship, a dance between two predators who recognize something in each other that no one else has ever seen. Lightning illuminates their faces as thunder rolls across the skyline, while nearby, a mysterious figure with a skull ring watches from behind a weathered angel statue, contemplating justice and vengeance. The storm outside mirrors the tempest brewing within them both, a connection forged in darkness, yet reaching, perhaps, towards something like light. Mirana, daughter of Shadowport's notorious crime boss, has aligned herself with Tristan despite their violent history. Their relationship exists in a delicate balance of power and vulnerability, roles constantly shifting between them. When they return to Tristan's penthouse, they find Dante Moroni and his sister Amara locked in heated argument about family loyalty, a microcosm of the conflicts to come. That night, exhausted and nursing a bullet wound, Mirana retreats to the guest room where she discovers frantic messages Tristan sent while searching for her. Each text reveals a desperation she never expected from him, a crack in his impenetrable facade. Later, he enters her room while she pretends to sleep, his fingers hovering above her wound, her jaw, her lips, never touching, but creating an electric current between them. Neither fully trusts the other, their past filled with too many betrayals, yet both are irresistibly drawn together. It's a connection that will either save or destroy them both. When Mirana learns she must accompany Tristan and Dante to Tenebra, the Moroni family stronghold, panic overwhelms her. Tristan steadies her by pressing his chest against hers, creating a rhythm for her to follow, his heartbeat anchoring her anxiety. At the airport, a stranger delivers a cryptic message about her mother's death, suggesting conspiracy. The Moroni compound spans five wings where Patriarch Lorenzo resides in calculated opulence. Tristan holds a unique position as the only outsider permitted to live there. Lorenzo has tried controlling him through various means, yet Tristan remains defiant. You try to leash me, I'll fucking strangle you with it. Inside, Mirana becomes a pawn in power games. When Chiara claims Tristan, he silently reassures Mirana. Lorenzo questions her presence and orders a body search, which Tristan performs himself, his touch marking her as his. A scarred man named Vin escorts her, offering a knife and warning she's with vultures now. At dinner, Mirana boldly confronts Leo Mancini about raping his wife and stands up to Lorenzo, declaring herself his Pandora's box, who could destroy his empire if harmed. Through secret surveillance, Mirana witnesses Tristan defending her to her father, threatening him when he calls her a whore. Seeing someone stand up for her, unprecedented in her fear-dominated life, leaves her emotionally raw. When Tristan returns, she embraces him gratefully, transforming their relationship. Mirana's investigation into disappeared women centers on Luna Kane, Tristan's missing sister. She uncovers disturbing patterns, women vanishing without trace, encrypted messages about human auctions, and trafficking networks. The case deepens when M Reaper 00 contacts her through the darknet, suggesting she search flesh trade. This anonymous figure knows both her identity and investigation, promising a future meeting. After surviving an assassination attempt, Mirana flees to Dante's house, where Tristan arrives and takes her protectively into his lap. He brings her to his lakeside home, tends her injuries, and vows, "They will die 1,000 deaths before touching a single hair on your head." He asks her to move in, offering a home neither has known before. Their domestic life reveals new dimensions of both characters. Tristan cooks breakfast while Mirana watches from her claimed stool. His bedroom, with warm beige walls and forest green accents, contrasts with his cold penthouse, suggesting his hidden true self. Among his mementos are photos of Luna as a toddler and Mirana at graduation. When Marana confronts him about maintaining physical distance despite sharing a bed, he admits testing her jealousy, wanting to see if she burns as he burns. She boldly claims him as hers. "My loyalty is not a luxury, Marana. It's a gift, and it's yours," he promises. Tension rises when she mentions Lorenzo sent her a dress, triggering Tristan's possessiveness. After an intense encounter, Tristan tears apart Lorenzo's dress, rejecting the older man's control. At Dante's fake funeral, Marana notices her father approaching Lorenzo and spots a strange bearded man observing from hiding. Lorenzo later reveals he knows the body isn't Dante. M Reaper 00 sends Marana her stolen codes and suggests a meeting. During an intimate moment, Tristan mentions Lorenzo subduing her father with "Remember what happened to Reaper," a connection too specific to be coincidental. After research and meeting Dante, Marana receives a note from the Reaper requesting a warehouse meeting. Security footage reveals the messenger was the bearded man with the cane and skull ring matching Tristan's tattoo. At the warehouse, an older man with a limp introduces himself as the Reaper. Once allied with Lorenzo and Gabriel in the outfit, they wore matching skull rings. When he threatened to expose Lorenzo's child trafficking, Lorenzo killed his pregnant wife and gave their daughter, Marana, to Gabriel as a power play. This explains her father's contempt, her missing mother, and strict upbringing. The Reaper confesses to orchestrating the code theft and framing Tristan to bring them together, revealing Tristan had been watching over her for years. At the warehouse, the Reaper slices Lorenzo's throat, whispering, "For Elena and for the child who never drew breath." With his final strength, Lorenzo stabs the Reaper's side. Gabriel breaks as he demands answers about his biological daughter. Looking at Marana, his features twist with hatred. "Nothing but a whore's replacement, a poor substitute for my real flesh and blood." Marana confronts him about Luna Kane and other stolen girls. His admission comes with twisted pride and threats against any children she might bear. A gunshot ends the man who raised her with false love. At their cottage, Marana's identity collapses. During a severe panic attack, Tristan holds her under cold water to ground her. When she suggests Gabriel's real daughter should be in her place, Tristan responds fiercely, "Mine. You're the girl I killed for and the woman I'd die for." Lorenzo's death creates a power vacuum, requiring immediate action. A new alliance forms. Tristan rules Shadowport, Dante governs Tenebra, and Marana becomes the information broker, a stronger version of their father's partnership. In a private moment, Marana hands Tristan an envelope, possibly containing Luna's location, igniting hope in his eyes. Though "I love you" remains unsaid, his actions speak volumes. As rain falls, he draws her into a kiss full of promise. Their future unfolds before them, no longer haunted by the past. Two monsters who found sanctuary in each other's darkness.